Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My man destroyed la pantera. La pantera. La pantera. No. Pantera.
La pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I'm managing one guy. I almost start crying. Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, like, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me. Blame Katie and Rick. They signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie Guillen joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Doing good.
It's always great to talk.
Today, that's better than night games.
Yeah.
Tonight, because it's going to be very ugly back in New York.
Yeah, they're expecting rain, so they're starting at noon. Wise move to get the game in. And, you know, I was saying to David earlier, the Sox have been playing better baseball, and it's a pity they're playing a team as good as the Mets, because it's just a tough team to beat, especially if you go down 4-2 in the first inning.
You know, I got to give them a lot of credit. I think Jonathan, in the past we've seen him before, like they scored a couple runs early in the game. They give up and they just flat down. Don't try to come back. They didn't come back. Try to do the best. We continue to not hit the big hits. That's the thing that killed the White Sox right now. Without Dow, I don't know for whatever reason it is, those guys cannot get a hit. Win men in scoring position, but the way Jonathan start and the way he finish is something you got to give him a little credit. Obviously, you lose the game, it can be no credit for no one when you lose. But besides that, they only use one pitcher, and when they score four runs in the past, they wait for 10, 12 runs baseball game, and they stopped it yesterday. You know what I mean? Something people should feel happier and better about it.
Ozzie, we see Shane Smith today. He's been pretty good, but he has not been as consistent as Adrian Hauser has in two starts. It's only two starts, but when you try to explain why he's been so effective, because he has yet to give up a run in those two starts, why is he so effective?
Well, first of all, your confidence. I think he's ate up 2 miles in his fastball. No, because that, you're going to be better. But I think his throw strikes. He's go downhill very well when he throw. His changeup has been great. I don't know why the reason I see a lot of guys throw good changeups now. His change has been good. The breaking balls is around the plate. The reason we do all that is just because around the plate, make those people go out and hit it. It's not easy to cover three good pitches. You know, when you're at the plate and these guys throwing you three pitches like a different way, different angle, different velocity, it's very hard to sit on one of those pitches. And that's the reason I think he's doing well, because he's attacked the strike zone very well so far.
Ozzie, I'm curious. They traded Matt Theis to Tampa for a minor league outfielder, Drew Baker. And I'm just curious if you know anything about him. It obviously clears the 40-man spot for Corey Lee, who is back. And we know he's 4 years younger than Theis, so that makes sense. But they also have a guy in Kyle Teal, who is the reigning player of the week in AAA, and could be up here before too long. Who knows? What's your take on their strength at the catcher position? Does that explain why they traded Theis?
Well, right now, the White Sox is a good position because find a good catcher, a good receiver with talent. It's not easy in baseball nowadays. I think Chris Gett did a good job to open the spot for the Lee special. We talked about it the night before, by the way. The night before, Chuck mentioning, I try to explain a little bit. I say, if I was looking for a catcher in Major League Baseball, that's the guy I want to have in my team. And Tampa Bay did it. You know what I mean? I don't know what this kid they trade for is going to bring to the table. But it's a good situation for both. Matt can help the team. And also, Corey Lee is up there. Corey Lee, you know what I mean? They got to go out there and perform because they have a guy right behind him.
Right.
In Teals. He's good. And then they'll perform. I think the way the White Sox moving people up and down so far, they better start notice. I said they got to start playing good. They got to go there every day and perform because still swing the bat very well. But I don't get, you know me, I don't get too excited about swing the bat in the minor leagues because, you know, you see with Urkel, what happened with Urkel. He was killing the minor league. All the sun comes to the big league. He can get it done. I still believe they don't give him enough at-bats
right
to set him down. I don't think he's, you know, setting down with that many at-bats. He was kind of question mark. But the catchers, no, even Carroll, you know, Carroll's been great, guys. He's good at bat, behind the plate, getting better and better every day. But I had that problem with the young catchers is a plus for any organization.
Ozzie, if the Rays are making moves after you suggested one on the air, we know they get Chicago Sports Network down in Tampa. So they must be watching the postgame show, because if you suggest they trade Matt Theis, and then they do, that must be something they follow in your lead. But
I just not trying to be Joe. Wow, look at that guy! No baseball. He's just very, you know, what I mean, very easy stuff. You know, when you look around the catchers, and I say, man, this guy he can help us because he does. He gives you good at bats. He's great behind the plate. He helps people. You know, he don't mind to be playing every day. Enough to get you. I need some about nothing. He's a perfect guy. He get along with everybody in the locker room. That's very important when you go to a different ball club. And I think Tampa Bay got a guy. I believe it would have helped them.
Ozzie, we were talking earlier in the show about the role of a manager. We were talking about the role of coaches in general and how much managers tend to motivate individual players or those relationships and what they're like and how maybe Craig Council's getting something out of PCA, or in your experience as a manager during, whether it was during 05, the championship season, or after that, how much motivating did you do with individual players on a regular basis?
Well, it was easier for me because the game, the way they play or the way we play back then, it was easy. You know, I think to me, you know, look at Tola Sorda. I don't think Tola Sorda was a great manager, but he's the best motivator in the history of the game. You know, I mean, that guy makes you believe how good you are, how you can be, how much you can help. You know, it's a lot of guys you got to, it's a different way. Some guys, you just go hard on it. they can take it, and you can talk back up to him. Some people you had to go around and hugging and kissing and making understand. There were so many different ways to make sure those guys understand your point without hate you, without just say, "Wow, you don't like me." Some players you go right face to face. Some players you got to sit down and, you know, I mean, try to make sure they understand your point. But nowadays, you know, I mean, nowadays you don't have that many veterans at the club, at least in Chicago. You don't have that many veterans down here. Can, you know, I mean, cause a little bit of problem. Motivation is the best. Walter Reinier, easy example for me. Walter Reinier, maybe people disagree his way. He was talking about hitting, but that guy motivate you that you are the best hitter in the history of the game for that night. He said, you know, you got to do this. You got to do whatever you have to do. And you go with that mentality to the play. And Walter Reinier was the same hitting coach with, oh my God, Boggs, Fran Thomas. But also, I was in the group. I hit 220, and those guys hit 390. But I feel like I was prepared the same way they was prepared. And that motivation, man, it's just like you have to throw somebody in the clubhouse to get better. It can be a player. It can be a Chloe. It can be a coach. It can be the manager, you know me, the trainer. You have somebody to support you behind when you most need it. It's very important.
Ozzy, the Blackhawks hired a new coach yesterday, Jeff Blashill. I'm just wondering what advice you would give him coming to Chicago, being a coach in Chicago. What is the advice that you would give another coach?
I told Rose when he, I remember Rose was throwing the first pitch before he signed a first round pick for NBA. I say he got a standing ovation. That was beautiful. Obviously, he's from Chicago.
Right.
When I say, son, everybody love you now. Wait for a couple of years and you see. But, you know, Chicago is great in the sport. They have great fans. I talk about great fans because they support him a very losing year in any sport. And I think they keep supporting. I think as we appreciate, people have to appreciate the fans in Chicago, how much they love the sport. I say, you know what I mean? Go with your gut. Believe in yourself. Believe what the group do. You have one of the best. I don't know much about hockey, but he had one of the best young players in the NHL. And I think that will help. Go out and be tough with the guys. Show them why you are the manager, the coach of the NHL in Chicago. That's the... Be a coach in for the Blackhawks. It's like be a coach for the Chicago Bulls. It's a very history out there, a lot of history. That's the only time both sides of the town love that team, you know, north side, south side, east side, love the Blackhawks, same way with the Bulls. I hope he's doing well. I hope he could put those guys in the top once again.
Ozzy, you had a very special moment last week. It was great to see you honored by the Illinois State House down in Springfield. You were honored for your lifetime achievements and your philanthropic work. I just wonder, you went through the whole process. They went through the whole proclamation and declaration, a lot of pomp and circumstance and great ceremony. Governor Pritzker was involved. What did that day, what did that honor mean to you?
Well, first of all, I'm confused. I got to ask Ozzy Jr. like 30 times, what are we doing here? And, I feel like, first of all, the people was great people. You know what I mean? Just a lot of respect, a lot of love. That first time I ever cried in the ceremony because I feel like, wow, look at this. This is not my country. This is not a people I grew up with. That's the people who see me maybe once a year, and say what they say about me, doing that when I'm still alive, and I can have a very, I can see it, I can feel it. Ozzy asked me, "You crying?" I said, "Of course. Look, I come from Venezuela, bro, and these people, these important people, doing this to me in my life, and I can see it. I had the opportunity to enjoy it. That's one of the special days I have in my life, in my career, because just because that, How many people grow up in this town, in this country, in this stage, never do that? That never happened to them. Happened to me. It was amazing. I'm something I will appreciate for the rest of my life. And something, the more special thing, I'm still alive. I could have talked. I went to talk to everyone there, kissing, hugging, autograph, picture. But it was a great, great, great day. And that made me have the motivation a little bit more for this town or for this state. You know, because when they do that to you, it puts you in a lot of responsibility. You know what I mean? You're a guy people know. You got to be good. And you got to be good for this country, good for this state. And we do a lot of little things for the people in Chicago with my foundation. But I mean a lot. It means a lot to me what happened.
Yeah, we had a texter saying my 7-year-old met Ozzie Sunday, had a lifetime memorable moment. He brought the mini signed bat that Ozzie gave him to school yesterday to show his Cubs fan teacher. Thank you, Ozzie.
Sometimes, obviously, so you try to be nice with everyone. You know, I mean, that's something you always wish. Sometimes you don't have a time, or sometimes you're a little busy. People have to understand that. But listen, I'm very, very fortunate to come to this country and be who I do what I do, be who I am, the love of the people around me. A lot of times, they love me now more than was it before because I know manager. That's for sure. They love me like, oh, I love you. I say, yeah, because I know wearing a uniform. But it's something you really, really, really appreciate, all the love you receive from a lot of people. You know what I mean? Radio, TV, kids. Grocery store. Everywhere I go, it's just a lot of love for me and my family. Something is like, that's the reason we don't move out of Chicago. People ask me, you're still in Chicago? Say, yeah, it's too cold. I say, I don't care. That's the country, that's the town love me. That's the town respect my family. I respect them back. And something, you know, you have to have for the rest of your life together. And, you know, my grandkids going to grow up here in this area. And I know they're going to be a good kid because they grow up with the right people.
It's great, Oz. It's great. We'll close out with a baseball thought. Back to the White Sox, and they play today in New York against the Mets. And I'm just curious, when you see the growth of Miguel Vargas, who has been better at the plate since the hand placement, is he the White Sox best player right now?
Oh, by a lot, yes. Bigger bats. When they most need it, is there. I was the one to recite the trade. Personal, yes, I did. I did personally. That's why I have a lot of guts to say around people I know hiding from in the bushes. But little by little, this kid starts going better and better. So have fun. And I expect better for him. I expect a lot of great things for him. Hopefully, when the weather got better, they start playing better baseball. But Vargas is doing a tremendous job right now.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thanks a ton. Always a joy.
Appreciate Thanks, Ozzie.
It. See you, my people. All right, buddy.
Is Ozzie Guillen. Always fun to hear from Ozzie and to talk to Ozzie. And our thanks to the fine folks at Four Winds who help us get that going. And you can tune in to Ozzie's Outlook presented by Four Winds Casino every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. Listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
You can hear the gratitude in his voice, and that was real. And I think that's great to hear a guy appreciate what happened to him last week because it represented all he appreciates about how Chicago has embraced him since he was a shortstop here, traded in a long time ago.
Yeah, traded for Lamar.
And over the weekend, you saw when you were in Detroit, you might have missed it, but he did an interview with Bruce Bochy, who was in the Padre organization. Yes. Yes. That was great because Bochy, he loves Ozzie Guillen.
You could see it.
You could tell.
The way he was looking at him was so cool. Really amusing.
Yeah.
He was getting a huge kick out of it, and he was having fun with Ozzie. I love the idea that he's asking Ozzie June, hey, why are we doing this again? Come on, man.
This is for me.
He's a little overwhelmed by it. Yeah. What a good cool. man. Good stuff all the way around. All right, we're going to talk to the new Blackhawks coach. We're going to bring in Jeff Blashill next. He will make his Score debut. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The reality is, I think we did build an identity. I talked about it. We have now players that are really excited about being here, and that's an identity in itself. That's, I think, the starting ground. So now you can build the culture. But if you listen to him, I mean, he's said that word and accountability and all those, you know, a lot. So I think he's a guy that believes in it, and which lines up with what I feel is necessary for a successful team. So we're looking forward to building that identity, to building that culture, and without that, everything else just falls through, as you've seen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Nick Foligno. He attended the news conference yesterday, and we are delighted to welcome in the man himself, the new head coach of the Blackhawks, Jeff Blashill, joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we really appreciate you jumping on with us, and congratulations on the new gig. I think a lot of people very excited to see the Blackhawks hire you, and we're very curious. There's a lot laid out in front of you. I know that you did a great job of talking yesterday about not being a prisoner to the timeline, but as you can well imagine, a lot of people with a lot of excitement about the Blackhawks hoping that the young team improves quickly.
No, and I understand that for sure. And you know, I understand the living through, you know, what living through a rebuild is, and there's pain involved with that. And so I get the idea that, you know, we'd love to expedite the timeline as much as we can. And so do I, without sacrificing long-term success. And so I just think that the most important thing is staying focused. You know, I use the word process, but staying focused on the process and making sure that we're doing things the right way and with the belief that that is going to lead to success. How quickly, obviously none of us know, but that just depends on, you know, how quickly we can kind of get to work, how quickly we can establish the standards and how quickly the players are living up to those standards.
You referenced Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, because your last season in Detroit overlapped with his first leading the Lions. And the process that you speak of is something that you believe he has implemented quite well for the Lions, the culture he has instilled and that you see the way they play. What did you mean by that? And do you have a relationship to this day with Dan Campbell?
I do not have a relationship with Dan. Unfortunately, like you said, our paths just crossed quickly. But what I was so impressed with him, having watched it now from afar, is just the fact that, you know, that first year, he talked a lot about culture. I know that he tried to implement that culture, but it didn't come with fast success. They weren't great right away. They've obviously become a great team, and they've become a great team because they didn't panic. They didn't change their beliefs. They stayed with it through what was some early tough times, and you know, who knows what our future brings, but there may be times where you know, we're going to have to make sure that we stay patient. We're going to have to make sure that we don't panic, with the idea that we just have to put the right processes in place. And if you put the right processes in place in time with great talent, you're going to have success. And so that to me was just a good kind of, you know, I've obviously followed the Lions closely throughout my life. I grew up in Michigan, and so to see that and see the poise that he handled that first year with, I thought was impressive.
I'm curious, Coach. Obviously, all we think about is Connor Bedard and how good he can be, and he came in and was considered a generational talent. And in year two, he started taking some criticism. It was weird because the criticism came from ex-players initially. You heard a lot of kind of the old guard talking about him and different things he can do. And I was just wondering, when you think of him in particular, how essential is his development to the job you've been hired to do? Did his being here appeal to you in wanting the job? Do you feel like you have some ideas on how to expedite his development? And did they talk to you a lot about what was needed with Connor Bedard?
You know, obviously Connor's a big piece of this group and a big piece of this team. And there's a lot of other really good young pieces too that probably don't get talked about as much, but Connor's a big piece of it for sure. And certainly he's an attraction when a coach is looking at the job. Connor's the thing I like the most of what I hear about Connor and the people that I've talked to is that he loves hockey and he wants to be great. And when you couple that with his talent and his ability that he's earned over time, that tells me he's going to get there. And you know, really, you know, he probably took some criticism a little bit unfairly, in my opinion. If you look at just numbers alone, you know, they stack up pretty comparable to a lot of the great, great players in this league over their first couple of years, outside of maybe one or two over the last really 20 years. So, you know, he's in place, or he's in a good spot to continue to grow as a player. You know, the biggest things that we'll do for all our young players is make sure as they're growing into not just guys who can score and produce points, but guys who are going to win championships. And so that'll be the focus for all our players, including Connor. But I look forward to working with him. I think anytime you can work with guys that have immense talent, but also have that great care level and want to be great and love the game of hockey, I think you have a chance to do some special things.
We're talking with Blackhawks' new head coach, Jeff Blashill, here on the Mully and Haas Show on The Score. So, Coach, when you look at your experience in Detroit, it was when Dylan Larkin was coming in and developing into the kind of player that he became. He was the captain. And then down in Tampa, as an assistant coach, you were exposed to on a daily basis, Kucherov, and then Steve Stamkos before he left town. Is there a common thread that connects the great ones, guys who have emerged as the kind of player that Connor Bedard wants to be and is projected to become? Is there anything about those experiences will help you unlock whatever, not holding Connor Bedard back, but will help him reach that next level?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, and I had a chance when I first got to Detroit to coach Henrik Zetterberg, to coach Pavel Datsyuk. Obviously, Larkin was a very young player at the beginning stages there, like you said, in Tampa with Kucherov and Stamkos and Point and Hedman and Vasilev, like a lot of really good players. I've been really fortunate with that. The thing I would say is all of them have that what I talked about earlier, kind of that determination, that work ethic to be great, to really work at their craft, not just in practice, but to you know, go home and work at their craft, to do that in the summer, to put the time in, to continue to grow and get better. They've got great competitiveness. And those are all attributes that I hear that Connor has. And so I think when you have those attributes and that ability, it's just a growth process. And everybody's a little bit different, and everybody's situation is a little bit different. And so I just think it's a matter of, again, helping him continue to grow into the best player he can be, just like it's a matter of helping all our young players grow into the best players they can be. If we can maximize each guy's potential with the job the scouting staff's done here in Chicago, we're going to be in a real good spot.
I swear this is my last question about Connor Bedard, because there's so much to talk about, but I'm just curious. He is 19. He'll be 20 in mid-July. I'm just curious, when a younger player comes up, is it normal for them to kind of acquiesce toward others? And how do you get, for lack of a better word, how do you get a player, an offensive-minded player, to be more selfish, to take more shots, to, you know, there are times when the open man is you, find yourself.
He defers a lot.
That's all I'm saying. And I'm just wondering, is that something that you have to break through with different guys?
Yeah, for sure. And I think you find that with players even when they're older at times, but, you know, it's just the reality of it. I mean, I think there's times where Nikita Kucherov could shoot the puck more, and those are conversations that we have. Like, that just happens with great offensive players, because not only do they see the shot, but they see the play. And there's times where the play is the right thing and instead of shooting, but certainly there's times where the shot's the right play and something that needs to be done. And so we'll continue to watch that. And that's just a process of going through that with each player. And I think, you know, sometimes that ebbs and flows. Sometimes guys get into stretches where they're really ready to shoot. And sometimes you just have to, kind of show them either through video or through statistics that there's a time they need to shoot more. So we'll handle that as the season moves along.
My sense is that during the interview process that Kyle Davidson communicated this, as well as maybe Danny Wirtz. It's winning time. There's enough losing. There's enough looking at the draft lottery. There's enough of that, because this can be a dynamic, tremendous hockey town when the Hawks are rolling, and it's been a while. So, Jeff, I wonder, what is the perception outside of Chicago of what you just inherited, the job you just took, and the talent that exists? Young, yes, the Hawks need to get older. Maybe you need to be aggressive in free agency. But is this a place that can win because of the young talent that Kyle Davidson has put together?
I think the perception is honestly kind of the way that I feel about it. And, you know, that's certainly kind of been what I've heard from other people that have talked to me and called and congratulated me, and that's that there's a really good young group of talented players in this player pool. And nobody can predict what that means in terms of future success and timeline. Nobody, you know, seems to say that to me. Nobody says, oh, I see you guys winning in this amount of time. But I think there's a belief that if done right, if done with the right level of patience. And I do understand the fact that, everybody wants to win now. Everybody wants to win as soon as possible. But I also would point to looking around the league to programs that have probably at times lost some of their patience, start to veer off track because they're trying to force the timeline and trying to force trying to win tomorrow instead of making sure that you're doing everything to win long term. And that'll be our focus is, we don't want to take a short-term shortcut to win the next game as opposed to win at the highest level long-term. And so we're going to continue to focus on that with the belief if we do that over time, the winning follows.
Jeff, you know, the second time around is usually very, very good for people. And you obviously had 7 years as a head coach in Detroit. I'm sure you learned a ton, and we are all an amalgamation of our experiences. What about the last 3 years working with Cooper and seeing the way he manages things, and how does that influence the way you will be coaching now?
Yeah, no, the last 3 years have been great, and you know, as you said, I'll take all my experiences I've had throughout my coaching career and apply them to this job. But certainly a big piece of that is the last 3 years. And, you know, Coop is widely considered, you know, maybe the best coach in the NHL or certainly one of them. And he's that for a reason. And so, you know, I learned a lot during my time over the last 3 years. And not just from Coop, from Jeff Halpern, from Rob Zettler, from Brian Garlach, from all the coaches down there, you know, that do an outstanding job, and the players. You know, when you get a chance to coach guys like a Victor Hedman or a Braden Point or, you know, those types of players, you really get to learn a lot from all those experiences. And so, you know, I think seeing firsthand a team that had just won two cups and gone to a cup final, and seeing the processes that were in place, seeing the way that they approach practice, seeing the way the players carry themselves, all those things lead to an understanding of what it takes to win at the highest level, and what it takes for a group to find ways to reach that mountaintop. And so certainly I'll apply all those lessons into this job.
Speaking of your experiences, got to ask you about two of our favorite hockey guests on our program, Eddie Olczyk and Chris Chelios, who we're talking to in a little bit. Your paths have crossed with both guys, right? Didn't you coach with Eddie back in the day and then with Chelios at Grand Rapids, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Edzo and I coached a long time ago. Actually, I think it was 19-ish years ago because my son had just been born, my youngest. And so we coached over in the Iva Hlinka for Team USA in the Czech Republic, actually. And it was my first time I'd met Eddie, and I've maintained a great relationship with him. I think the world of him. He's a great person, great hockey mind. I love to talk hockey. And by the way, horse betting too with him. So, but he's a great, great guy. And then Chelly and I have been good friends since my time in Grand Rapids. He worked with me in Grand Rapids, worked with me some when I was in Detroit as well. Again, Chelly's a guy who obviously has unbelievable experiences, loved always to get his perspective, still continue to love to get his perspective. He gave me some tips on the penalty kill last season. So he's a guy that, you know, obviously both of them I'll stay in touch with, both good people and great hockey people.
Great stuff. Jeff, congratulations. We're looking forward to it. Wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
That is Jeff Blashill. That's the new Blackhawks head coach. Good stuff.
Yeah, good guy. Interesting. Yep. He's got a fascinating background with a lot of different hockey influences, and he's definitely spent the last 3 years wisely sitting next to one of the smartest guys in the game.
And did a lot of work with the national team. Did you see Frankie Nosar scored a couple of goals?
Oh, my gosh. Frankie Nosar's on a roll. He's coming back, coming in hot, and he's the guy that showed you his potential this summer. Yeah,
no doubt about it. All right. 312-644-6767. Mullion on the score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And all those experiences for me mean this. Means on day one of training camp, I can stand in front of our group and know exactly what it's going to take for us to get to the top. And not guess, not hope, but know. And so I'm extremely excited about that and that opportunity. I don't want that to sound like it's going to be easy, because it's not. It's going to be hard. It's going to take more sacrifice and more work than most people are willing to give. But for those that are willing to give it, I think the reward's going to be great. In time, this great city of Chicago and our great Blackhawks fans, we can deliver a championship-level team, and I look forward to getting to that moment. Thank you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Jeff Blashill from yesterday's introductory news conference. Had a chance to talk to him. Liked him a lot.
Good first impression.
Hockey guys.
Yeah. Yep. He's very relatable. He's very purposeful. He's going to be better this time around than he was the seven years he spent in Detroit. Did you like, or were you satisfied by his answer about Dan Campbell?
Yeah, I had no problem with it. It makes a lot of sense. He's from Michigan. It makes sense to me.
The Lions probably influenced a lot of his early sports thoughts and fandom, right? So he's going to follow the Lions or have some
relatability. Well, I'm sure he followed them before he became a head coach there, and he's following them since.
Good. I just didn't want that to be a thing that got in the way, you know.
Like, how would that get in the
way? I don't know. You were caught up on the Dan Campbell reference earlier.
I wasn't caught up in it. I just mentioned that, you know.
You were questioning what he had won. Why he was Dan Campbell.
I just pointed out that I heard him mention Dan Campbell staying with the process. Mm-hmm. And as I said to you, when we got going here this morning,
we got going.
I must have missed all the multiple championships that Campbell won.
Were you listening to WXYT in Detroit when you took your trip? I mean, is the honeymoon over up there with Dan Campbell now that he's lost his two top assistants?
Dude, I drove to Detroit. It's 4 hours away. It's like 8 hours coming back on Memorial Day, but that's a different issue. So it's not a big deal. It's like you just take 94.
But we know how to get there.
Turn,
but his question,
I don't know what that means.
It means you're acting like I was in Vermont. I was.
You're in Detroit, and you have a strong opinion on the head coach.
You got a strong opinion.
And I'm curious.
So Dustin's at pointing at what I wondered. Like, did you?
I have a strong opinion on Dan Campbell.
Yes, like maybe he's being overvalued, or maybe he's not quite as.
All I said is I missed their multiple championships.
But would you go to the championship parade? Because you know the quickest way to get there.
No.
And you like that part of town, Greektown.
I do like
Greektown. What's the other part?
The other part of Detroit? There's only one part.
Where was the part where you got the $60 dinner?
Corktown. Or Dearborn. I was in Dearborn. I got a $63 dinner at Buddy's Pizza.
But Corktown, what I was going for.
And at Green Dot, we paid $68. I thought that was incredible.
Well, the Dan Campbell Super
with
Bowl.
With drinks.
It might be worth driving 4 hours to get a $63 dinner.
Do the math.
I got to tell you. Pretty close. You can't get out anywhere around here for under 100.
Molly, would the Super Bowl parade go through Corktown?
Four of us. I hope so,
no,
buddy.
You don't?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want the Lions to win a Super Bowl.
No, I like everyone else.
Who wins a championship first, Jeff Blashill or Dan Campbell?
Ooh.
Oh, look at you. Wow.
Ooh.
Well.
Who wins a playoff game?
Can I ask a serious question?
Yes.
Did Dan Campbell miss the opportunity to win a Super Bowl? He's got to replace two coordinators this year. We saw that Nick Sirianni was capable of replacing two coordinators and winning a championship.
With due respect to Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
To a lesser degree. But I think the loss of the coaching staff in Detroit
will be the degree?
Well, only because I think Ben Johnson greater than Aaron Glenn.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
But I do think that the loss of the coaching staff in Detroit will be one of the most overrated storylines of 2025.
Okay.
They still have Penei Sewell. They still have Gibbs.
They have players.
They have Amon-Ra St. Brown. They still have Jared Goff. They still have Aiden Hutchinson. They've got a lot of reasons.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they don't,
by the tight end,
if they take a step back this year, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say it's going to be a big story in Detroit.
How about Sam Loveland?
Who did they hire?
LaPorta.
Who did they promote as their new offense coordinator?
They brought in a guy, Johnny Morton. I have to refresh my memory.
They promoted from within.
Promoted from within. Okay,
that's right. All right.
Let's talk to Chelly.
We'll get back to Detroit. He literally knows everyone.
He does.
We'll talk to Chris Chelios next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.